Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Dan Dennison of Dan D. Farms about the upcoming Nana Jana Fun Run.
Nana Jana Fun Run is coming up next month here already. First of all, Dan, I appreciate you taking some time here. First of all, how about you just give us a little bit of a history on the Nana Jana Fun Run, kind of how this came to be here?
Nana Jana Fun Run started in 2011, and I lost my wife to ovarian cancer, and we had the corn maze at the time, and we just thought it'd be a neat way to celebrate her and bring awareness about ovarian cancer, because we were told, and it kind of is still known as a silent killer, that ladies just don't really know they've got it until it's too late. So we're just trying to bring it to light that they need to listen to some of the signs and be persistent with the doctors. And anyway, so we were actually at a maze conference convention, believe it or not, and it just kind of hit me that that'd be something that we could do at the maze and be kind of a fun way to celebrate life. And so that's kind of how it started, and we've done it ever since. So I think this will be 11 years.
Well, very nice. So the 11th one coming up here looks like September 18th is the date. I'm sure you're looking forward to this one after last year's event had to have some of the COVID mitigations and stuff, right?
Yeah, we went ahead and did it, but everything wasn't the same, and we didn't ask our sponsors to be involved. And some of them did anyway, but with COVID, they had already had a hardship, and so we didn't feel like we wanted to add to that. So I might be reaching out to a few of them this year again.
September 18th, the date of the fun run. Tell us what folks can expect to take place that day out of your place.
Well, you come, and if you haven't already registered, but you can register that morning, but we start that at 8. You get your running number and everything, and visit a while, and at 9 o'clock we start racing and get done. One of the first year we did this, I had a guy kind of help me because I didn't know anything about 5Ks and runs, and his wife and him did it. And he said, we always like to come home and have pancakes. So we decided to have pancakes, and Lions Club's done that for us for several years in the past. And we wrapped pancakes around some sausage. We have that. Got some fruit, you know, and a few donuts and water. And so when you get back, you can enjoy that stuff and just visit.
You had mentioned registration. Tell folks how they're able to get registered for this ahead of time.
They can get on nanajanafunrun.com and register. If that doesn't work for them, they can give us a call and we'll get them signed up.
And you said they can do it the day of too.
They can. Show, right? We'd like to have them by the eighth of September, just in order to have the right number of the right size shirts, so you can have a shirt that will fit you or even get one. But we try real hard to have them, but we guarantee it if you have them registered by the 8th. So.
You said that this is going to be the 11th one coming up here. Have you seen the numbers kind of keep growing and growing as the years have gone on?
You know, it's kind of been up and down. We've had a couple of years it was really good. I might have more to do about how well prepared I am promoting. I get busy with sweet corn and summer stuff, and then I don't always get on. Like this year, I'm a little behind. So appreciate you putting it on for me.
One more time, the date and time and where this is going to be at.
It's be Saturday, September 18th. It'll be at my farm, which people around here kind of know as Dandy Farm, but it's south of Knoxville, about 5 miles. And registration starts at 8. The run starts at 9. Entry fee is $25 for adults, $15 for youth. And I need to add that we don't take any money out of everything that comes in. We send it to Ovarian Cancer Coalition for research and for information and getting out to people about the disease. And it's a bad thing, and it makes a real hardship on people, and it can be a pretty difficult process to try to beat it, work through it. So we just want to try to help in any way we can with that. But it's your life for everybody to come out.
Thanks to Dan Dennison of Dan D. Farms for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.